Hey Cryptid Crew, it's Megan here. Happy New Year to start off. Thank you so much for all those who reached out to us and gave us well wishes and kind comments. It's really lovely hearing from you guys. As you may know, we are taking a little bit of a break from the podcast. It's been a little while since we posted, and we are going to be posting some content soon, but it's going to look a little bit different. In the meantime, we are going to be focusing on our YouTube channel. We've got expeditions coming up. We've got cryptid questions where we deep dive into a specific topic or question. For example, this one is Bigfoot in the UK? So I've put those videos onto the podcast so you can listen along, but if you want more visuals or you really like it, you can always head to our YouTube channel, Cryptid Addicted, to view them as well as just listen. But yeah, we will be returning with a normal episode soon, I guess. It's hard to tell because we are having a lot of fun just living, but that will be on Bigfoot. Dun, dun, dun. No one tell Patty. We've got some cool stuff coming up when that episode does come up, a couple of special announcements. And yeah, but I hope you enjoy this YouTube adapted podcast episode. I'll be doing more, and yeah, like I said, feel free to head to the actual YouTube channel to see it, to view the visuals along with the ear audio bits. And there's a lot more videos coming, so I'm going to focus on that this year, as I said. I had an expedition to Romania where I looked for ghosts, aliens, and cryptids all together on Friday the 13th during a full moon, and it was my birthday, because what else does a girl want to do on their birthday? Patty and I have actually just returned from a deep kayaking trip into Kangaroo Valley in Australia, where we were looking for the black panthers that are apparently live here. So that's all coming. I really want to get that together and actually go out and look for evidence ourselves and put that together to share with you. But yeah, I'll be putting it all on the podcast as well if you're a podcast listener, not a YouTube listener. So yeah, check it out if you want. If not, enjoy this episode. Thanks guys, bye. Hey guys, Megan here, and today we're asking, is Bigfoot in the UK? Now, when I first came to the UK a couple of years ago, I had no idea that there was considered a Bigfoot in the UK. I knew there was one in Australia, the Yowie, one in China called the Yeren, one in Russia called the Almas or Almasti, and of course, America and Canada have the classic Bigfoot. But I'd never really heard of the British Bigfoot. It turns out, it's a thing. But today we're asking, like, is it actually a thing, or is it just like, I want to get on the cool Bigfoot bandwagon like the rest of the planet? So over the last couple of years, I've really looked into this topic, especially because I now live in the UK, and this is such a big one. I've now interviewed many witnesses who have said they have seen this creature in the UK. I've done lots of research and even gone on expeditions such as to Box Hill, which has had sightings of this monster.
But here, exactly where we are now, is the place where the main sighting of the Box Hill British Bigfoot occurred.
In my research, it's actually phenomenal how many people have claimed to see a huge, hairy, hominoid ape man roaming around Great Britain. In some ways, and don't take this the wrong ways, Aussies, there's more evidence for Great British Bigfoot than the Yowie. Once you get into the nitty-gritty of it, there's actually a tremendous amount of evidence for the British Bigfoot here in the UK. It's actually kind of scary because I think of the UK as big farmland and then really metropolis cities like London, Manchester, Edinburgh. And you would think that these cryptid sightings, these British Bigfoots, would be, you know, way out in these moors, these huge grassy lands. But they're not. They're in small villages, in large parks, and even in train stations. Then if you look at who is actually having these sightings, it's not nut jobs. I'm sorry to put that kind of bluntly. It's legitimate people, sometimes who just have no interest in the cryptid world, but have seen something that has really affected them and scared them. These are people that I've interviewed personally, and I absolutely believe. On expeditions that I've done looking for the British Bigfoot, I've found huge footprints that I can't explain. Bigger than my feet. I mean, I don't have huge feet, but much bigger than my feet. Much bigger than an average male human's foot. And this is in areas that has had witness sightings of these creatures. For example, Box Hill, where a jogger was running up these really steep stairs. If you're familiar with that area, you will know the stairs I'm talking about. He's running up and down, running up and down, kind of got puffed, sat down, heard someone coming behind him, and thought, oh, it was probably just a person walking their dog. So he shifted to the side to let them pass. When nothing passed him, he looked up and there, standing there, looking, was a Bigfoot creature, just staring. After a really tense moment, the creature walked off. And I've gone to these steps. This is where I found these huge, unexplained Bigfoots last year. And there's a very creepy feeling there. It's like someone is watching you. Something is watching you.
So there's definitely some vibes here, which is not scientific at all.
Probably shouldn't have gone on my own in hindsight, but it's not going to stop me going back on my own in future and trying to find more evidence. So there it is. Does Bigfoot live in the UK? Yeah, I think it does, and it definitely warrants more investigations, which as soon as lockdown lifts a little bit more, I'm going to be doing more of, because I'm here, I've got all my equipment, and I'm ready to monster hunt. So yeah, that's it for today's video. Like, subscribe, say hi in the comments. I really enjoy all that jazz. And yeah, have a wonderful time. I'll see you in the next video. And yeah, bye!